You know, keeping up with the housing numbers nationally and around here is a real challenge. But by and large, it looked like summer was not that good, at least nationally anyway. Anything but hot. Redfin keeps up with these things. They said that nearly 15% of the home purchase agreements fell through in June. That's the highest reading since June of 2017, which is actually when they started doing that. But by the same token, we're seeing home prices up around here. Fort Worth just released their numbers. The Greater Fort Worth Association of Realtors says that there was a 4% increase in closed sales, but year over year, maybe a dip. Paul Epperly is the president of the GFWAR, which is a handful, and joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's a better Greater Fort Worth. Yeah. Associated Real. So tell me about the housing market right now. Usually, I mean, this historically, I always thought this was the boom times. May, June, July, you get in a house, get settled in so the kids could start school and everything else. It looked like there was a dip.
Yeah, we definitely saw a softer, what we would call the selling buying season this year. You know, the summer wasn't quite as strong, but we've seen kind of a steady pace for it. So we didn't see a complete dive off the cliff, but we did see some softer numbers this summer. But you know, we're encouraged by some of the other stats that are coming out. You know, inventory levels are up,
which ought to bring prices down a little bit, right?
I mean, supply and demand. We've seen, you know, our median home price, at least in Fort Worth, is down about 2.5% year over year. So we are seeing some softening of the median home price.
Well, and the Dallas prices, I think, are down still more than that, and probably maybe the supply has increased more than that. So what's the competition? Is it the people are not in migrating again? Is that slowed down? Or is the competition renting instead of buying right now?
Well, I think we're still seeing people, you know, flood into the state. I think there is some hesitancy with current interest rates. I think that has been a sort of a handcuff on the process for quite a while. You know, we're always anticipating we're going to get a little relief from that, but it still hasn't come. But we're hopeful that it's going to happen. You know, we don't like to see people driven to renting because renting isn't building anything for them as far as equity or wealth, you know. So we want people buying, obviously, but sometimes it's, you know, people will do the wait and see on the buyer side.
Well, that's the other thing. Interest rates and inflation it's an interesting mentality. If the assumption is that interest rates are going to keep going up and that inflation is going to be around, the tendency is to go out and say, well, I'm just going to go hurry up and buy right now while the interest rate's still at this low level or before the price goes up. But then you cross over and now they're looking at, you know, they're talking about maybe 3 interest rate cuts for the Fed. So the other, you'd think the other side is, why would I want to buy now? Why not wait until interest rates are lower?
Yeah, I think we saw a lot of that in the beginning of the year where people were anticipating those rate cuts, you know, and there's sort of an adage out there, you know, marry the house, date the rate. But I don't know if people wanted to be dating the rate this long. You know, I think they wanted to be married by now. So what we've seen is people are sitting back. And historically, if you look at interest rates, you know, we're at a great spot for interest rates. I know that seems like a bite when if you didn't buy 3 or 4 years ago when it was 2.5%, it seems like you missed the boat.
Well, those are probably days that are never coming back, one would think.
No.
By the same token, those 16% CDs that we saw in the 80s are hopefully never going to come back either.
Right, right.
So yeah. tell me about your market. The Fort Worth market is, or Tarrant County maybe more properly, is really interesting. It looks to me like the growth is still south and west, and that it's the sort of Aledos and Burlesons and Granberries and Weatherfords of the world where we're seeing the growth. Is that because of affordability?
Well, I think part of it is just moving out, you know, to try to get to a little more space, a little more comfort level. But you're correct. I mean, you know, Parker County was hot and still is, and Granbury is just taking off on fire. Both with inventory and closed sales and median home price and all those areas, it just continues to almost to skyrocket. So I wouldn't say, you know, I mean, if you look at Granbury, their median home price is about $520,000. You know, in Fort Worth proper is about, let's say between about 350.
So it's not affordability then. It really is lifestyle.
That's a significant difference, you know. But I think there are enough people that are that have been got comfortable with the idea of the interest rate that says, you know what, we really do want a little bit more space to ourselves.
Let me ask you something else that occurs to me too. There's some fundamental demarcation. I guess it's the Trinity River, because on the west side of the Trinity, the growth is to the south and the west. And on the east side of the Trinity, the growth is to the north and to some degree to the east. There's just this fundamental shift. Why is that? Do you know?
You know, I wish I had an answer for that, but it does. When you look at the maps and the sold maps, it does reflect that. But I don't know if there's a good geographical or logical answer from the buyer to that. I think it's just where they end up, you know, where they're comfortable with. A lot of it's where they're working, a lot of the business growth and, you know, new companies are coming into the West. So they're where they have land to build their facilities. So that is going to obviously attract buyers out that direction. And
there seems to be, you know, just sort of a mindset difference, you know, that again, you maybe is demarked by the Trinity. So when you talk to people, do they debate whether they want to live in Dallas or Fort Worth, or is the mindset already there? Is it just a function of being close to work or loved ones?
I think the mindset's already there for most people. They know the differences between the two areas, and there are, you know, fundamental differences in culture and people and just the speed of lifestyle. So I think that what we see at Greater Fort Worth is the people that are looking for that, you know, hometown feel. But yet, if you look at it, you know, you can go to Aledo, some of these bigger, nicer subdivisions, and you can go from Cowtown to Cosmopolitan in 2 miles, you know, which really is a draw for people. I think that's why Fort Worth is growing so rapidly right now.
Well, I was looking at the most recent sales and the size. There are a lot of $2.5 million homes they seem to be flying off the shelves too. So there is a more cosmopolitan. Tell me about to the north though, because we watched with great interest as this totally undeveloped area suddenly under, you know, an alliance really sort of took flight. Has that slowed down now? Is that not a growth area for housing? It certainly is for commerce.
Yeah, it's not as much a growth area for housing as it is for commerce. Like you said, it's been built out fairly significantly and fairly quickly. You know, when I lived in Keller, Heritage Trace was a one-lane road, you know, each way. And now it's, you know, it's almost like an interstate. So it's definitely compact up there. So I think that's why you've seen a lot of the move, you know, a lot of the builders and constructors going to the Azle, to, you know, even up North Denton, Wise County is exploding up there as well. So I think there's just been a move. You know, if you look at some of the people say, or I've read that they believe that Aledo is going to be the center of the Metroplex in 10 years.
Really?
I mean, that's a monumental shift in geography and is going to take a monumental amount of building to get it there. But that would be an interesting proposal if, you know, Fort Worth and Dallas were both now to the east, and now you've got the Metroplex is so large that it surrounds, you know, that area.
So do you think that's employment or is that lifestyle? Why Aledo, Paul?
I think some of it's lifestyle. You know, I think like Aledo, like I said, was one of those areas that's considered to be a little more cosmopolitan now. It's growing. It was a small town, and it's, you know, it's really grown into a city that offers everything, you know, and they got an HEB on Willow Park. So that can't hurt.
you've arrived.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, you know, we should be sending out statistics on the HEBs, like where they're, you know, because as soon as one announces we do see an uptick in the numbers around that area, which is ironic that it's so iconic, but Yeah, I think it's
and
just, you know,
you would think just the opposite. You would think that HEB would be following where the growth was. In fact, they're dictating where the growth goes.
Yeah, yeah, very, very interesting trend in retail and residential, how they work together. You know, because I think sometimes Alliance, if you look at it, you know, they've attracted a lot of people up there and a lot of business, but at some point, the lifestyle you have is run by the commerce because it's so busy and there's so much activity up there that you have to want to live in that kind of area. And we're not talking about like a walkable area, like a downtown or, you know, historic district. We're it's drivable commerce, and there's a lot of it going on up there right now.
You know, the tea has really grown a lot, and is very successful. I know it carries a lot of people, you know, all the way through Grapevine and out to DFW Airport. Mm-hmm. Has that been a magnet of any sort of growth at all? Because it would seem to be make sense to live near transit.
Yeah. You know, I think if you look at in like Northwest and Hills, that area, you know, in the little bit, you know, northeast Fort Worth area, some of those stations, there's huge developments that have gone in up along the 820, up in Iron Horse and those areas, mostly apartments and townhomes, not a lot of single family going around there. But I think it's that is attractive to a commuter who wants to live and be able to walk to the train station, to their commute. So we do see some growth around those areas. And I think as it continues to expand and grow, it'll definitely, you know, lend itself more to the residential growth as well.
Well, it's interesting in watching sort of the resurrection of Fort Worth here over the last few years, but it's mighty. That's the president of the Greater Fort Worth Association of Realtors, Paul Epperle, our guest today. Thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome.
For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.